Tadis's brother revealed. Tadis. Returning to campus after everything that had happened on Lou's wedding day, I felt incredible. Free from C and his parents' grasps, Lou was mine. He was my best friend, and I loved him. More than that, he loved me. Quinn, who had come to lend moral support at the wedding, allowed Lou to move back in with him. I was happy about that, because now that our relationship had become physical, we were going to need somewhere on campus we could be together. It was great spending an extra few days after the wedding at his estate to make sure all of the deeds were transferred. But we had to return to school. I had to see if I was still on the football team after missing more than a few practices, and Lou needed to catch up after missing a week of classes. Stopping at my dorm to pick up a change of clothes, he and I were anxious to get to his place. Our celebratory sex had been non-stop since his parents had left the estate with their tails between their legs, but I couldn't wait to celebrate his return to campus. I was planning on doing it like a birthday, naked and in someone. Exhausted, but still exhilarated by everything that had happened, we entered my room finding Callie. He was lying on his bed when I unlocked the door, but as soon as I stepped inside, he charged towards me, stopping an arm's length away. "Hey," I said, stepping around him and inviting Lou in. "Hey," he said, looking at me wild-eyed. "How was the drive?" I looked at him confused. Callie was known for initiating small talk. He was more likely to stare at you and then ignore you, then ask about the weather. "It was fine." "What's going on?" "What makes you think something's going on?" I stared at him as I collected my clothes. "Okay, now you're freaking me out," I said, ignoring him. Lou, on the other hand, squinted as he looked at him. "You have news?" Lou asked, starting to read Callie better than I did. Callie blushed and looked away bashfully. "You do?" Lou confirmed. "Oh. Seriously? You break a new record during the last game?" I asked, getting excited. "Nah, and coach is pretty pissed at you, by the way. You think he'll understand why I've been gone if I complain with him? C's already on coach's shit list for suggesting he might transfer out of here. I think everyone will be on your side once you explain what C was up to and why he transferred to East Tennessee to begin with." "Good to know. I'll talk to coach tomorrow." With my stuff packed, I headed towards the door. Callie continued to stare at me with a big smile. "So, are you going to tell us the big news, or are we going to have to guess?" "I figured you would know already," he said, shyly. "Sorry, man, I don't. You want to clue me in?" Callie looked down, turning bright red. "Remember when I took Lou's genetic test at the town meeting?" I froze. "Yeah." He gave me a knowing look. "No." He smiled, confirming it. "Wait. You? We're brothers?" I asked, shocked. "Half-brothers," he said with a smile. I couldn't speak. He and I had gotten close since becoming roommates, and I had often wondered if this was what having a brother was like. Turns out it was. Without saying a word, I threw my arms around him. He didn't resist. Feeling him grip me, and knowing who he was, I was brought to tears. Pulling away, I looked at him as if for the first time. The similarities were there. My hair was longer, so it curled more. And he had his mother's fair skin and full cheeks. But the eyes, the dimples, they were just like mine. I can't believe it. "Lou, do you hear that? You found my brother," I said, looking back at the man I loved. He was already wet with tears. I grabbed Lou and pulled him into a group hug with Callie. These were now my two favorite people in the world. Callie could contain his smile as little as I could. "There's something else," Callie said, slowly pulling away. "Yeah? What's that?" "The app says it found another connection. Turns out that you're not my only brother." I stopped, smiling. "Seriously? Your mother had another kid?" "No," he said, saying enough. "Then, I have two brothers?" He shook his head. "I think so." Backing up, I found the edge of the bed and sat. "This is a good thing, isn't it?" Lou asked. "Yeah, of course," I said, stunned. "Does the app say who the brother is?" Callie nodded his head. I braced myself. "Who is it?" "Claude." "My business partner, Claude?" Callie nodded. "How?" I asked, knowing we had to find out.